from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. Sometimes our work lives can feel like air traffic control. We all live with a dizzying array of technological distractions, from instant messages to email alerts to tweets. Unfortunately, research now tells us our efforts to multitask are futile. The brain just can't do it. Neuroscientist Adam Ghazali writes about the science in his new book, The Distracted Mind. KQED's Leslie McClurg joins Ghazali in his lab at UCSF to learn more.
Okay, so right now
you're in our laboratory. We call it Neuroscape. It's a research center where we could study how people's brains are performing.
In one lab room, Ghazali explains that study participants sit at computer stations taking tests that measure their ability to pay attention.
And while that's going on, we're recording brain activity. We could do an MRI scan to look at the structure of your brain.
Ghazali shows me a 3D reconstruction of a brain on a TV screen created from an MRI scanner. He points to the prefrontal cortex. It's the part of the brain that's most challenged when we try to multitask. And then each time we switch tasks, the brain must switch which neural networks fire.
So visual areas, auditory areas, hippocampal involved in memory formation, these networks are really what's challenged when we're constantly switching between multiple tasks that our technological world might throw at us.
So actually, multitasking, what we think of multitasking, juggling two tasks or more at once, is actually not possible. The brain is actually not juggling two or three tasks at the same time.
Well, in a way, it is juggling. It's not parallel processing. Like an example is when you attempt to continue to check your email while on a conference call. Mm-hmm. The act of doing that makes it so incredibly obvious how you can't really parallel process two attention-demanding tasks. You either have to catch up and ask what happened in the conversation, or you have to like read over that email later before you send it, if you're wise.
I mean, one of the most surprising factoids in the book was how long it takes me if I see that little Outlook thing pop up and I go and I answer that email in the middle of writing a story. It takes, 28 minutes for me to get back to writing that story? Why is that possible? It takes me a second to go answer the email.
Yeah, because when you disrupt, when a focused stream of thought is interrupted, it needs to be reset. And then frequently that one interruption leads to another. And so there's a burden beyond just the switch that could really impact behavior.
And then overall, our days, although we probably think we're being more productive by answering all these emails and responding in all these quick ways, we're actually not as productive as we used to be.
Yeah, that's what the data would show. So the total output is diminished and the quality might be diminished as well.
So talk about productivity in the workplace. What can we do?
Yeah, well, the first thing is, you know, try to minimize your environment as much as possible. Like, I put most things away. I find that that is a really powerful way to just have a cleaner slate. I will quit my email program. I'll shut my door. At an extreme, I'll turn my phone to airplane mode, and I will just do one thing at a time.
The two other tips that I used yesterday while I was writing a story was one screen and only one browser window open, one tab open. I found that that really helped as well.
Exactly.
And there also is this point that you make in the book about boredom, the fact that we almost have no tolerance for boredom anymore.
Yeah, it's a big problem. So I think taking control, what I describe in the book as taking control of control, maybe allow yourself to be a little anxious and work through it and understand that there is another side. There's another way to relieve the anxiety and boredom besides just switching to something else.
Ghazali says it's not about opting out of technology. It's about creating boundaries and carving out time when you focus on a single task. For example, tell your boss you'll be offline while you're finishing a project. His point is to stop responding every time your phone dings. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, Hope Lab, and the Dirk and Charlene Capsonell Foundation.